All right, we are going to take a few minutes to get to know our speaker. I know it's getting late, so you will get to hear a lot more from Gideon over the next 2 days. But we found that with Friday nights being a late arrival and late start and so forth, that rather than a full message to sometimes weary eyes or heavy eyes, it's a great way to get to know the preacher, a little more of the messenger through whom God's message will be coming forth. Over the next 2 days. Gideon, how long have you and I known each other? You finished in Polokwane?
2012.
And keep your mic up.
2012.
2012, okay. Yes. So that was long after we left. So I didn't know you in Polokwane except when I visited. Mm. But tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, introduce your family who are here.
Yes.
Or have gone to bed.
Chiletse is at the door. She's taking care of Josip. Chiletse is my wife. We've been married since 27th of October, 2012.
Wow, that's impressive. You're quick at that date.
Yeah, and the Lord has blessed us with a son, Jeremiah. He's 7, and Josie, she's 20 months old.
Very smooth. Okay. And you originally come from Malawi?
Yes, I was born in Lilongwe, that's the capital city of Malawi, in a family that was a devout Catholic.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did a devout Catholic become a Protestant preacher? Tell us how you came how you came to Christ.
By the grace of God. I came to know the Lord in the year 2001. I joined a youth group in our neighborhood. This youth group used to be an interdenomination youth group, but then they had a soccer team. I did not join because they were a Christian group. I joined because I loved soccer. So I joined them because they used to travel around the city. So I went in for soccer, not for the word. But the Lord had another plan. On one Saturday morning, as we were going to a soccer match, the patron of the group stopped us whilst we were having a snack, opened the gospel, as he's always done. We would meet on Mondays and Fridays. But on this particular morning, as he opened the word in the book of John, chapter 14, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw my own sinfulness, and I was convicted of my sin, and I confessed Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior that morning.
Amen. That was age? At what age?
I was 16 years old.
All right. Mm. Great.
Yeah.
And tell us then how you ended up in South Africa.
All right. So after my conversion, preceding that, there were a number of events that the Lord in providence I'd laid in my life. So I'd just been expelled from school because I was involved in vandalism. And it was a Catholic school, by the way. So it was me and a group of friends. We were sort of blacklisted. We were not allowed in any school in the country, which was a government school, but also a Catholic school. So the only institution that would accept me was a Presbyterian institution. And it happened that I happened to go there after my conversion. So before my conversion, these events happened, and it was during the December holidays that then I got saved. Going into the next year, beginning grade 10, I got to this Presbyterian school where Bible was compulsory. And you had to learn Old and New Testament survey from grade 10. And I got exposed to the truths of the gospel, even to deeper lengths. I joined ACO, and in grade 11, that's when I sensed...
Student Christian Organization?
Yes. In grade 11, that's when I sensed the call to ministry. My first time to come here was after finishing my matric. In 2003, I served with a missions organization under Capital City Baptist Church in Lilongwe. We were reaching in the reached areas of the villages in Malawi. I served with them for a year, which was 2004. Then in 2005, I had the privilege of coming here in South Africa for the first time to do further studies in missions at an institution in KZN called William Carey School of World Missions. So I came here the first time that year. It was a one-year program. Went back, was involved in church planting in the year 2006. I only got back here again in 2008 after meeting some brothers who were studying at Christ Baptist Seminary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Sure.
And then you started at Christ Christ Seminary in Polokwane in 2012, you said.
So I graduated in 2012,
okay,
but
you started in 2009.
In 2009.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Sure.
And then tell us about how you and Chileshe met.
Wow. So my.
By the way, your vandalism in the past. Do you have any pictures of your artwork, or? Are you still tempted to do that at times? Praise God for His grace, right?
Sure. So yeah, so Chileshe, I met her in this the youth group that I used to be part of. So we would go out in the villages, reaching out to these least reached people. And she was amongst the sisters there. And yeah.
She was kind of looking least reached as well. Different sort of mission.
Sort of. But she would come along.
We've got more of those booklets.
She would come along and we would go together. So as I'm teaching in the men and the women, then she and some of the sisters are teaching the Sunday school kids and all that. It never dawned on me that this is a woman that the Lord has ordained that I'll spend my life with. I think it was until there was this preacher who then told us to say, "The brothers, you are praying, but you are praying whilst your eyes are closed."
Amen. Preach it.
He said, "You must watch and pray."
There's some twisting of scripture that we can tolerate. At least it's for a good cause. Right, that's what you say, right point, wrong text.
That's it. So yeah, so the Lord opened my eyes. Yeah, she was the one. So proposed her in 2007. She had to wait for me to come to Christ Seminary until 2012. That's when we got married.
All right.
Sure.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us about your ministry now at Florida, how you ended up there, and maybe what you're most excited about, what the Lord's doing at Florida Baptist. We hear good things, and we're grateful for how we can pray.
My journey started here, not here in this building, but Antioch, because you are the church. So 2010, whilst I was serving as a youth pastor in Pretoria at one of the churches there, I do remember very well Pastor Andrew Siaho telling us about Weekender. So Antioch, you guys used to...
That's right, you first came to a Weekender.
Yes, yeah. You guys used to organize Weekenders. Get back to your first love.
Amen. We did have one last year, right before the lockdown.
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
So, it was at that Weekender that I got to know about Antioch and just the emphasis on the need to have healthy churches in Africa. It really was impactful to spend that weekend with this family of believers. Going back, I felt like I was in the wrong place, rightly so. So I had then been praying as to the Lord leading me to be at a church that is healthy and a church that honors Him and His Word. Then whilst I was there in 2010, 2011, God would graciously open a door at Crystal Park when Mark was just there for 3 months. So I went first and foremost to Crystal Park Baptist Church. Was with Mark for about 6 months. Then, because the church was still in its infancy stage, although it was revitalizing work, there was a need to just get more exposure. Hence, after praying and asking, you allowed me and Benson to come and serve as interns for 6 months. That was the best 6 months as well.
David and Sorensen's flat, right?
Yes.
How was your relationship with Max?
Uncle Pierce.
Yeah. Do you have a good relationship with Max, the bulldog? It's a sore subject. You're still alive, though.
Yeah. Scary, though. So finishing my internship, then going back to Crystal Park. It was amazing to just be there with the brother Mark, who loves the Lord so faithfully and loves the flock, and to serve alongside each other as co-workers in ministry for 7 good years. And the Lord blessed his work until 2017. When we were thinking that things are now set at Crystal Park and we should be moving back to Malawi, then I had calls from other churches here in South Africa, Witbank Baptist, Middleburg Baptist, and Florida Baptist. It was not easy to consider as to what would be the will of the Lord in all this, but then the Lord would have it that we ended up then to be called to Florida Baptist Church. So we've been there since 2018 till now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Was there anything finally that we can pray for you, particularly for what the Lord's doing there, how we can pray for your ministry at Florida Baptist?
Yes. Pray that the Lord will give me wisdom, that I would walk holy and humble before him. Pray also that the Lord would raise young men and young women to serve in this local church. I'm glad that in the past 3 years, among us, the young man whom I led to the Lord and I baptized will be the one preaching this Sunday. So pray for him, Tanolo. And there are other young men also, potential, love the Lord, love his word, that are also coming up. Just pray that the Lord would continue to sustain his work. Florida has been bearing the witness of the gospel for 83 years.
Florida Baptist Church, one of the first Baptist churches in Gauteng.
Yes.
Well, the old Transvaal.
Yeah. And we have the faithful saints. Faithful. I call them faithful. They are faithful. The oldest is 93. She, come COVID, come what, she comes to church. She's a good evangelist. Every time that they send her a care worker, she makes sure she evangelizes to that care worker. But there are many also little ones and many young adults who are thriving in their faith in the Lord. So pray for us, that we will continue to bear witness. We are just 15 minutes from you guys, and I spend time with your pastor once every month. I make sure that I meet with him. He's been a great blessing to me. If he was Paul, I'll be Timothy. And I'm thankful, eternally grateful, to stand alongside him and you people in the many wonderful works of the gospel that you are doing.
Thank you, brother. Well, let's pray. Father, what a precious time to be together. What a work of grace that you would ever elect and call and save, and draw us to yourself and enlist us in your service, and not alone, but together in community, in local churches, and in cooperation as like-minded churches. And thank you for bringing dear brothers like Gideon across our path many years ago, for bringing him to saving faith, bringing him to South Africa for further training, bringing he and Chileshe together. And thank you for the role that Mark Penrith had at Crystal Park for so many years, discipling and mentoring. What a wonderful example he and Gideon have been for many years of camaraderie and the Lord's service. And thank you for the door you opened at Florida Baptist. We think of our brother Mark Ehlers and others that have been known to us and loved at Antioch for many years ago, who served there faithfully with his family and others there. Thank you for Trent Ayers and his faithful more than a decade of expounding the word and loving that flock and ministry he had amongst us at a camp. Used him even in Troy's conversion and encouragement to many of us. And we thank you for the good fruit we're hearing of Gideon's faithful pulpit ministry there, and the young people that are being won to Christ and discipled. We pray for this brother, Zonoro, who will be preaching even this coming Sunday morning, that you'd use him and you would continue to raise up the faithful elders and deacons you would have to assist Gideon in the work. And we commit this weekend to you. We pray that you'd use the book of Haggai, you would strengthen our brother, that you would own his messages, that by your spirit you would gird on the mighty sword of your word, challenge us and stir our hearts, even as Adamon prayed earlier, that you would send Gideon and Chileshe and their family home, encouraged as well and energized in their labors at Florida Baptist. And thank you for the lecturing he does with Mukanyo Seminary as well. And we do pray that we be inspired all the more to find the next Gideons that we could continue to invest in and disciple and use our Shepherd Seminary as well to that end, to see us faithfully entrusting sound doctrine, these things, these biblical truths to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And we commit our evening to you now. Dismiss us, Lord, in your grace and peace and your by your mercy. In our Savior's great name we pray. Amen.